Talking with former Montezuma assistant basketball coach Ron Wilrich as Montezuma honoring the 50th anniversary of their 1969 championship team. We're here at the Wells Fargo Arena on 1410 KGRN. And coach, it's good to see you, and you got to be excited about the 50th anniversary of your team being honored here at the state tournament.
Well, it's good to see most of the kids are back, and it's very exciting for them.
It's got to be exciting for everybody. I mean, and with Montezuma playing here at the tournament, and maybe a chance to play that night. I mean, that would kind of be the icing on the cake, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. I wish Janelle all the best. I mean, she's a really good coach.
Great. So tell me some of your first memories about that 69 team and how that year kind of came about.
Well, it was the culmination of a lot of hard work by the kids during the summer. It was the only game in town. I mean, there was no softball, no track, no volleyball. It was basketball, and they spent a lot of time on the slab shooting, but kids nowadays don't know what shooting on the slab means. They have to have an air-conditioned gym, but I mean, they were there when it was 100 degrees, and we had one girl that used to ride in 6 miles in the country on her bicycle just to shoot in the summer.
Oh, who was that?
Rose Schultz.
So she rode 6 miles every day just to go shoot?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I don't think the kids today can comprehend that.
And I remember Carol, he lived up next to the schoolhouse. And he could hear about 11 o'clock at night a ball bouncing on the concrete on somebody on the way to the slab to shoot, and he knew right away it was Sandy Van Cleve.
And you could just tell by the way she bounced the ball and the way she played.
Oh yeah.
What type of player was Sandy? I mean, how would you describe her as a player?
I would say she's the most competitive athlete that I have ever seen, and that's boy or girl, at least at our school anyway. And the big thing about her, when the chips were down, she wanted the ball in her hands.
What was the style of play with the 6-on-6 compared to 5-on-5 today?
Well, honestly, I think the 6-on-6 was a faster game. Because you didn't have people dribble, 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 all this. I mean,
you only had three dribbles or whatever.
We had two dribbles. That was it. And, you know, our rule was if you didn't get a shot in 10 seconds, you better be working harder.
Well, they're debating about maybe putting a shot clock in the high school games today. They didn't need it back then.
No. Well, I mean, we didn't anyway, but I don't think they should have a shot clock, no.
What was the? How did the season sort of evolve? Was there any like tough games earlier in the year? Was there? I mean, how did this team sort of come together before they got to state?
Well, we got there in 1966, and they paired us with about the only team we could have beaten in the state tournament that year. We weren't very good, but we were able to beat Perry. And then next year we didn't go, but 68, the year before. We came, and I think the kids kind of liked that, so they wanted to come back, and most of them were on that team right there.
And what was, I imagine at the state tournament, it was at the old barn, right?
Oh yeah.
You remember the state championship game and how it came about and how the team would win that game?
Oh yeah, pretty much so. I mean, it was Allison Bristow. It was kind of amusing because Union Whitten was in that tournament, and everybody expected Union Whitten to win that tournament. In fact, the victory night, the state championship, the whole hotel was decked in green and white. Plus the coat that was given to the championship coach. The sleeves were about 8 inches short for Carol Ruglin, so they had made that coat for the coach of Union Whitten.
How would you describe Coach Redlund's style of coaching?
Oh, he had a vision. Every good coach has a vision. And he had a vision, and he knew what he needed to do. And he kept at it and kept at it. And you saw the result.
Yeah, it must have been exciting to coach under him.
Oh, it was. I mean, there's no question this was Carol Ruggman's team. And I just tried to help him as much as I could.
What are you doing now?
Oh, I'm not doing anything. I'm retired, and I would recommend it for everybody.
Do you live here in Montier?
I still live in Montezuma, yeah.
Cool. Well, I mean, it's amazing. I think this is one of the greatest things when the state tournament is able to bring back teams from yesteryear, anniversaries and such, and I think it's just exciting that the 69 team is remembered, and that the 6-on-6 basketball style is remembered, and that's gotta, I mean, that's the ultimate goal of all this. I mean, you honor the players of today, but at the same time, you remember the players and the teams of yesterday. Don't you agree?
Yes, I agree. Mr. Cooley took care of his people pretty well, and you know, back at that time, there were only 16 teams in the tournament, no classes, so it was exciting. I mean, you got to come down here all week long, and now I really don't know.
Some teams commute and some teams stay.
Okay, I didn't know what they did anymore.
It varies. It all depends on the budgets nowadays.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. Well, I know the crowds for 6-on-6 were much larger than what's here. I mean, at least when we played, the Vets was packed.
Oh, yeah. The state tournament back then at the barn, at the Vets Auditorium, is nowhere near the atmosphere that you have right here at Wells Fargo.
Well, I very much agree with that. Yes, I do.
Well, Coach, it's great visiting with you. We're so happy that the team is going to be recognized this year. And it was a pleasure to talk to you and reminisce a little bit. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. And they are very deserving.